Hey, it's Fleach, Vaughn and Megan. Thanks.
Insert name here.
For downloading the podcast brought to you by MyRepublic.
Brought to you by MyRepublic, but what if I downloaded this using another provider?
Well, don't worry. They won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits?
ZM's Fleach, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Good morning, New Zealand. A chilly start. Woke up to a few Snapchats from people up this early and late last night, sitting in some snow snaps.
She's a chilly one.
So cool.
They're calling this a rare snow event.
Do we have a rare snow event every year?
Yeah. Well, not every year. Every 3 years, you have a real boomer. Right. And this is apparently going to be one of them. Now, which is great news if you wanted to go and see the America's Cup in Christchurch today.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the latest on that, Vaughn? You've been talking to newsreader Bernadine Oliver Kirby,
yeah, friend of the show. This is what it says. She says, fun fact for the America's Cup parade in Christchurch today. Today, the Christchurch forecast is sleety showers with snow in the hills suburbs. So that's not on the hills. That's in any suburb that calls itself slightly hilly. Strong, cold southerlies, and we all know a southerly in Christchurch can cut right through you, and a high of 5 degrees.
Nobody's going to. I thought they were going to have it could they have it in Horncastle?
What?
Getting there, you've got to get out the car, park will be full, you've got to walk in there.
What a disaster.
I can tell you what, you should just Google what it looks like.
just watch video of yesterday's Wellington parade. Yeah. It was a lovely day.
It was a nice day in Wellington.
It was chilly, but it was clear.
Yeah, watch the Auckland one.
Yep.
We've all seen a parade. Rewatch a Santa one, but just imagine Santa's got the America's Cup.
Those cats, they're going to come out. They're tough.
They love it, don't they?
Yeah.
They will. All right, world tour today. Katy Perry live in LA. So your chance at 7 o'clock this morning. If it doesn't go then, 8 o'clock, you've just got to guess what seat Katy Perry is sitting on, thanks to Air New Zealand's Grab a Seat. Flights and accommodation up for grabs. This is why I'm Fat is coming up. The segment makes a return.
Well, is it? Because we are in the midst of a hunt.
Well, producer Caitlin looked at me quite excited and held her phone up, so I think she got a text.
Oh, okay, the location.
We've been sent
something, but then somebody said you've been sent this, but then we couldn't find it, and we thought there may have been a theft. I personally think this will be a product in high demand.
Yeah, so we're actually going to taste this soon on the show and let you know our thoughts, our feedback.
Yum.
And give you another edition of This Is Why I'm Fat.
FEM.
All right, you lot, listen up. It's story time.
All right, I've delved into the depths of the news internet to find three news headlines, three stories. Vaughn and Megan have to decide which story headline we choose. Headline one, woman attacked in gated community.
Gated community.
Gated community.
Yes.
And headline two, man proposes to two sisters at once. And headline three, California teen hits jackpot twice in a week.
California teen, that chick won
a lottery
twice, but it was like $500,000 once, and it was a lot of money twice in 1 week.
And there's some sort of astronomical statistics on the chances of that.
Yeah, I'm lucky if I win a bonus ticket in Lotto, because they do the bonus tickets now. Have you seen that? They made it easier to win more prizes.
You get a lotto bonus because I'm familiar with the strike bonus ticket.
Because I'll play if it gets up like real high. I'll see it at the supermarket. I'll be like, okay, you've got me, lotto.
Last time I was talking to Nan. She'd had a bit of a dispute at the lotto counter.
Oh, bless.
What's wrong?
It popped up. She scanned. Well, she's old school. She doesn't scan. She circles the numbers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And she had however many numbers and the bonus. So she's like, this is $60 or whatever.
Yeah.
And she went in and it was only 18. And she said, there's an error. There's been a mistake. Because as long as she can remember, she said it's been that many numbers than that. She's had it before.
But it depends who wins, how many people win, doesn't it? It affects your prize.
Down that far, I think the same amount of people semi-win all the time. So the woman was like, oh no, it's dropped. And she's like, well, why do I bother?
She's given up.
Oh, no, I don't think she's given up. She said, well, I don't know why I bother. $220 to triple dip. That's literally how the conversation probably went in real time.
And then someone wins it twice in a week. Yeah. Unbelievable. So we've dealt with that one. Which story are we going into? Do you want one or two? Woman attacked in gay-toward community or man proposes to two sisters at once?
Gay-toward community is supposed to sound like gated. Clever wordplay. Alligator.
Yeah, she got eaten by
She got attacked by an alligator.
Okay, so story two it is.
Yes, please.
Man proposes to two sisters at once. When I saw this headline and I clicked on it, it wasn't what I was expecting.
Oh, really?
Oh, Siamese twins.
No. No.
You were so excited you'd crack
In fact, what made producer Caitlin a little teary this morning? It was that...
old Nana who was a flower girl at her granddaughter's wedding.
Oh, because her grandma had only ever been to one wedding, eh?
Yeah.
And so she's like, you can be my flower girl.
God, you're an emotional human being.
I really love weddings. She was a 92-year-old flower girl.
Oh, okay, well, stand by, Caitlin. Stand by for this because when Will Seaton, 25, decided to propose to his girlfriend, Ashley, 23... He knew that he'd need more than one ring.
She had three hands.
That's because, in addition to asking Ashley, his girlfriend, to be his wife, he also wanted to ask her little sister, Hannah, to be his best friend forever.
Oh, my God.
That's because his girlfriend cares for her sister, who has Down syndrome and also diabetes. And so when they started dating 7 years ago, she said, look, if you're going to date me... She's part of the package.
Of the bargain.
You know, you've got her as well.
And so where are these men in New Zealand?
And so there's a really cute photo of him down on his knee, giving the girlfriend the ring, and also asking her sister to be her best friend.
Oh,
forever.
She's so cute.
So he got her a best friend ring.
Yeah.
Aww.
And so proposed to two sisters.
What's the rule on best friend rings? How many months' wages do you spend on a best friend?
Oh, a week.
Top, say.
Yeah.
Man, that's cute.
What finger do you put it on?
I don't know. Maybe the wedding one.
Are you crying?
Yeah, I'm just like, where are these guys? Like in New Zealand? I don't know.
They're all married.
I know.
They're all dropped. Is that a strawberry field? Looks like a strawberry patch.
It's a flower.
Shit, it's so cute.
Oh, no, it's daffodils.
Oh,
I love daffodils. Oh, God. You'll be right, mate.
Oh, mate.
Yes. This is like last night in group chat when you told Vaughn you cry in your car all the time.
I do cry in my car. Don't settle, you know. This is just more reason to be picky. I'm not going to settle. You'll find him. It was just going to take a long time.
That was a naughty laugh, Vaughn.
No, it wasn't. It was just like, oh, yeah. She's like this now, but in the next 5 minutes, she'll be saying she doesn't like a guy because he's got a freckle in a place that she finds irritating.
And he's an inch shorter than you'd like, and he's a week younger.
He's a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart, and he's caring for everybody in my life, but there's this freckle, and I'm just like, nah. And I'm just like, nah. Oh, my God, is this freckle? Is that like cancer or something? I'm like, nah, it's just funny. On a... It's a weird spot for a freckle. I'm out. FEM. Australia might be microchipping the next lot of $100 bills they release.
Mm.
They want to put nanotechnology in it. So it could be microchipped. So when you say you go to a store and you've got a $100 note.
Yep.
Which nobody I know ever deals in $100 notes. No. That's a credit card job. Minute that's over $20, that's a credit card job.
You go to Aussie for a week or the weekend and you use all the cash.
So
they
annoying.
They don't use FPOS like we
and
do.
And coins weigh a bloody ton.
I know.
Yeah.
So they want to microchip $100 bills. So say you go to the store, you pass it across. It passes across like a sensor, much like a paywave sort of vibe, I think. And it's like, with that specific $100 bill with that serial number is now in the hands of the store.
Oh, okay.
So they can trace movement of money.
Right.
Also stops people hoarding money. It's hope that the idea is organized crime won't be able to function as well with large pockets of...
We'll just use like 20s.
But see, 20s take up a lot of money, a lot of room.
It's
5 20s to 100, you know, so that's five times as much room. And some of these organized crime units dealing with massive drug importing, they're dealing in millions of dollars.
That makes sense if you hand it over to the business because then the chip is registered to the business. But if they handed it over to me, how would they know that I had it?
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Is it GPS?
No, it's not GPS because there's no power source within it.
Right.
There might be a thing where you've got a card that you have to swipe and then it's like, dude. Dude, and they swipe and they're like, this money's about to be received by Megan Sellers. Dude, that's how much money she's got now.
Training.
So they might be able to trace it.
Or well, is it more just that when it goes to banks,
they'll be able to, they'll be able to trace.
Yeah, and then if it's not scanned for a while, they know that either someone's hoarding it or it's out of circulation.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's to...
That's creepy, though.
Stop people hoarding cash at home. Cashy jobs as well. It'll be a little bit harder.
Oh, no.
For cashies. For people who like doing under the table and not paying their tax.
Like
and tax evaders.
Weekend plumbing jobs. Cash free.
You've got to stop doing that because you're not a master plumber. I've told you, you can't do, you've got to stop that because you were actually, one thing you might not know, Megan Fletch, single-handedly responsible for the leaky house problem of the late 90s, early 2000s.
Right. It's my plumbing business.
It's not my leaky house.
It's hobby plumbing.
It's not going well.
I told him, you've got to start putting thread tape on, and he's like, you don't need thread tape, and that's why everything just drips.
Yeah.
And causes leaky homes.
That's why we have all the leaky homes in New Zealand.
Mm. One man. No tape. The leaky home syndrome.
Tom Cruise has been filming in New Zealand. He's, of course, gone now. Back to film somewhere else. I don't know. But he was filming in a big setup down south, and some of the secrets from set have finally been revealed.
Good. Because Kiwis can't keep a secret, can they?
No. We wait until they're gone.
Then we'll have a goss.
Apparently on set, he had big black screens around his caravan, around his personal caravan. So no, even people on set couldn't see what he was doing or see in.
Right.
There was a caravan beside his, behind the black screens, where he went to the gym. So there was a gym set up in another caravan.
When you say caravan, do you mean like movie star
like
trailers?
I was thinking like caravan, like we think, like you wouldn't even be able to fit any kind of exercise equipment in it.
Yeah.
So it must have been pretty flash. So yeah, he had a gym set up beside it. Also, his diet consisted of 15 small meals. He had personal chefs on site, and instead of like proper meals, he gets 15 kind of snack meals a day.
And they wouldn't be rubbish snacks, would they? They'd be legit snacks.
No, a bag of rations, that's one.
We're talking like snack. One of them was freeze-dried organic blueberries and nuts. That's not enough.
That's a scroggin.
Yeah, it sounds
like a sort of flash man scroggin.
But yeah, he doesn't do big meals.
No.
Just little meals.
But 15 meals a day, that's like one every hour or something like
that. You'd be awake, right?
Also, his sister was on set. So she was the go-between between his caravan, his personal setup, and set.
Right.
So like if they needed him, she would go in and... So people working on that film probably didn't even really see him that much.
Unless you were like on the camera or on set, you would not have seen Tom Cruise.
No.
Wow.
Such a private guy. Also, it doesn't specify who, but it says someone else, a co-star of his, refused to go number twos in the portaloo on the set because it was remote, so they had portaloos. Yep. They were probably those flash-ass portaloos, but they refused to go number twos in them, so they got helicoptered to their caravan each time they needed to go.
Okay, who is that?
Didn't say.
It's not Simon
Henry
Pegg.
Cavill.
It's not... It's
not Kevin.
Who's the lady that's in it?
Lady.
Who's the girl? What's her name? Oh, would it be her?
Who was it? Michelle Monaghan. Do you know it could be Simon Pegg? Maybe he's
do you
like
reckon
a
he's a delicate pooper?
Jeremy.
Simon Pegg. Poop.
No, I reckon it was Henry Cavill. He seems quite delicate.
Oh, yeah, right.
He seems quite like...
But now, whenever they do the press for this, and again, because it's out next year, this movie, this is going to be the question asked, is were you the one that needed
to do a pose?
But if it's available to you, like, because I don't like going in portaloos. If it's available to you and someone's like, oh, I'll helicopter you.
There wouldn't be a festival green plastic portaloo. That'd be at the very least one of those prestige loo trailer toilets.
You'd imagine,
Oh, no, but
maybe
it's
not.
It's got steps and then it's got its own little
base. Very nice. It flushes and everything.
But maybe they didn't because they were shooting in some mountainous areas.
It was a pretty remote set.
I just would have.
But they would have had the blue liquid.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, a lot of blue liquid.
Like the nice blue liquid.
They wouldn't have been filming anywhere that was too far from a road or something. They would have been able to tow a toilet up.
I'm just saying, if I was a movie star, there'd be like stories about this all the time with me.
Oh, you'd be mega diva.
Yeah, people would be like, she got helicoptered to a toilet. Be like, well, they offered, so...
They should not have offered. It was a foolish offer. Yeah. I took it up. I just started helicoptering even to go wheeze.
But your footprint, your eco footprint.
It would be large.
Okay. Just to use the toilet.
Yeah.
Once.
I reckon Tom Cruise, you're eating 15 times a day. Even if it's small meals, things like freeze-dried blueberries go straight through you, I reckon.
It's the top six.
Today's top six is the top six things we can expect to see on Instagram today due to the snowstorm currently making its way up the South Island, and it's red. I just saw it on a map on what do they call it? An isobaric pressure gauge.
One of them. Yep.
That's the one.
She's pretty red, you fellas. So the top six things. Number six, a car covered in snow. Bonus points if it's stuck on a well-known snowy road, such as the Crown Range, the Lewis Pass, the Arthurs Pass, and the Lindis Pass.
Yeah.
Bonus points if it's got snow chains put on, but in a very sloppy fashion.
Okay.
A very sloppy fashion. Someone who's never done it before panicked and put them on in a hurry. Hard to put snow chains on if you've never done it before and you don't have a good pair of gloves.
I've never done it.
Freezing cold on the fingers.
Looks real hard to do.
I think if you're going to be driving on a road where there's possibly snow, you should practice before you get there. But that's just me. Number five on the list of the top six things we'll see on Instagram today due to the snowstorm. A dog going crazy in the snow.
I've already had a Snapchat of that this morning.
And dogs love it because they're like, I'm trying to eat it. Cats, however, they'll be freaking out about the snow. Like they're walking on it being like, what is it? And they're freaking out.
Dogs love it.
All about it. Dogs love it. Cats, not so much. Number four on the list, an arty drone footage of an old stone structure, possibly no longer used, possibly still in use, covered in snow. I'm looking at you, Arrowtown hipsters.
Can imagine that.
Yeah. Set to a bit of sort of ambient.
Ambient music,
Music. What's that one? A bit of M83. Drone footage. Very lends itself to M83. Yeah. The calm after the storm. Everything's covered in beautiful, fresh snow. Number three on the list of the things we can expect to see on Instagram due to today's snowstorm, a miserable-looking baby who's freezing in some sort of weird Maggie Simpson-star snowsuit with the caption, baby's first snow.
That'll happen.
Number two on the list, a snowman. There'll always be a snowman.
Yeah.
Never classic. As good as the one you see in the movie. I'd love to know how they get the proper round structure to it. I always struggle.
It's not snow.
My ones always have a bit of dirt on them.
Yeah.
Because you pick the snow up and there's dirt in it.
Hard to find enough clean. I believe from what I've seen already, there'll be enough clean snow.
Good.
There'll be enough clean snow for a good big snowman. And the number one thing you're likely to see on Instagram today due to the snowstorm, a person in togs or in the nude in the snow. And the caption, we're bragging about how it's not actually that cold.
It's a classic.
And all of today's top six will have the hashtag, winter is coming, or winter is here.
Yeah.
Those are my solid predictions, and that's today's top six.
Blackout movement. This is why I'm fat. This is why I'm
fat.
This is why I'm fat.
All right, it's our segment, This Is Why I'm Fat, where we normally take a look at a new food, a new product.
And today, that new product is a combination of two amazing things. Pix peanut butter, which is a Nelson product. And I don't really like peanut butter, but I'll do a Pix.
Yeah, because I remember living in Nelson, they'd sell it at the market. And that's where you could get it from.
Yeah, that was the only place.
That was now years ago. And now blew up. And now all the supermarkets have got it because it's just so good.
And Lewis Road Creamery, previous collabs have been quite popular.
Yep.
The Whitaker's Lewis Road Creamery chocolate milk was massive, wasn't it? Called Stampedes, all sorts of things.
Like, so this is people getting together.
Yeah.
Lewis Road Creamery's hot.
But they don't always make a hot baby.
That's true. Hot people together don't always make a hot baby. Sometimes two ugly people or make two hot not hot people make a hot baby. Offspring.
Yeah.
Somebody to consider. We're looking for a partner to procreate with. But this is Lewis Road Creamery peanut butter ice cream.
Now, we were seeing
whole cream, free range eggs.
Yeah. Can we
everybody's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, they sent us some yesterday, so we're going to try this for you now.
Well, there's chocolate chunks in here as well, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness me.
Oh, too peanutty.
No, there's chocolate as well. It's just
Yeah, but you won't like this if you don't like peanut butter.
It's like a peanut butter cookie, like a peanut cookie.
Oh, this is out of control.
Oh, shit, this is a really good guy.
I'm on my second.
Okay, third spoon, I'm convinced it's okay. It's won me over. Even though it's peanutty, it's not like... Because the thing I don't like about peanut butter is the... Mm-hmm. How it gets stuck everywhere.
Oh, my God.
This is so good.
I could easily eat a whole one of these. How bad is that, eh?
This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
This is like the best flavour ice cream I've tasted in a long time.
So there's not actually, you don't see peanut chunks, do you?
No.
You just see chocolate chunks.
There's like little flakes of chocolate that actually just looks like a chocolate flake.
Yeah.
Little bits of it.
Like little chunky bits of chocolate, some little chunky bits. But yeah, you know, it's not like there's chunky bits of peanut butter, which is good.
Take it away.
Yeah, I was going to say, this needs to be absolutely, Caitlin is hot. Are you going to have some?
Yes.
She's come armed with spoon.
You have some of my goes.
That's so good.
Give us your thought on that, Caitlin.
Well, you know that I go through like a jar of peanut butter a week.
You could eat a whole peanut jar of peanut butter in a sitting, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
This is like two comfort foods in a super baby comfort food.
Oh, my God. I know. You oh, my God.
Babes, I know. We're all here. We're all in the same
We're all in this, yeah.
We're in this together.
Thanks, Megan. I'll just take this away from you,
you
now.
Have it.
Holy crap. Oh, I'm salivating.
It's really good.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this not the best radio, just eating ice cream.
I'm just going to eat it.
Stop.
Yeah. I'm going to eat it all down
You've
to the first
eaten
ring.
Half of that
I know, Megan, I don't need your judgment. There's rings on it. I'm reading it down to the middle ring.
Righto.
For breakfast, what did you have for breakfast?
Peanut butter ice cream.
I mean, it's peanuts.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
So it's out today. That is our review.
And in no way, and in absolutely no way, a paid review. That's a genuine.
No, yeah.
Oh, how much is it a thing? Because I thought that was about
like $9, I think.
$8.99.
It's the recommended retail.
Perfect for sharing between two. They've got a sense of humour as well.
This is why.
Matthew Perry, who is Chandler from Friends, he has made headlines, shall I say, everywhere after he went to an open air screening of Jurassic Park in Hollywood. This was a few days ago. Now, it was like, you know how they open
the original Jurassic, this doesn't really matter, but I need to know the original Jurassic Park or
the original Jurassic Park.
Solid film. Sam Neill.
Okay.
So there was lots of people there. He was mingling with the crowd. The photo looks like someone's just gone up to him. He's sitting like on pillows and blankets.
Yep.
It's nighttime. Someone's just gone up and said, "Hey, Matthew, can I get a photo?"
But they're not in the photo. They just took a photo of him.
They just took a photo of him.
Okay.
Now, the reason this has gone crazy is because he looks so unrecognizable. He doesn't look at all.
I feel sorry for him.
There's your picture.
I reckon because summer's just started in the States.
Yep.
Sometimes you come out the other side of winter, don't you? Like I just ate half a tub of ice cream for breakfast.
Right.
I probably would have done it in summer too, so not a great example. But, you know, yeah.
Also, we forget that he's old, how old is he now?
47. 47, yeah.
You know, imagine if you were time-locked in your youth at your best-looking moment in time.
20 years ago,
and you were constantly on televisions around the world for the next 25 years.
In your 20s.
Yeah.
The hottest you're ever going to be.
Yeah.
It's
also unfair that Jennifer Aniston still looks exactly the same.
I know.
As she did. That's true. Courtney Cox. She dissolved her fillers, I saw. No, she's dissolved them now.
Oh, good.
She looks all good.
Way more natural.
Matt LeBlanc kind of went Silver Fox, didn't he?
Yeah, he's doing Top Gear now, isn't he?
And David Schwimmer, apart from a bit of grey hair, looks so much the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Matthew Perry's just aging like any normal person does.
It's awful because the headlines, this one says, "Shut up, Matthew Perry looks almost unrecognisable from his heyday." So they're basically saying, gone downhill. He's sitting down, maybe he's got a little bit of a saggy neck and he's doing like a funny smile and he's got a cap on. And
he's just
not
chilling.
Flattering.
He's chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it might have been a weird angle and one bad photo, but it's like when Renee Zellweger was on the red carpet and everyone stuck in. And it's like, take a look in the mirror, you fatty at home. Before you cast judgment on everybody else. But I felt so sorry for him. I mean, you know it's him. He does look different, but this whole barely recognisable thing.
That's my worst nightmare, is that I would see someone maybe from school and they don't recognise me for whatever reason. But I want to know if this has ever happened to...
What if they don't recognise you because you've ugly duck-lunged?
Yeah, that's nice.
Good. That's a nice one. Okay. Oh my God, I didn't recognize you. But then you feel sorry for your past self because they're like, because you know, you were a bit of an ugly duckling. But
no, mean to my past self.
Give that teenage me a break.
So I'd like to know when you changed so much that someone didn't recognize you. It could be.
I've done this. I ran into someone. This is like a few months ago. Yeah, at a bar, and they're like, hi. And I was like, because you know, like with our job, you don't know if they're saying hi because they might, maybe they listen and you don't. I was like, oh, hi.
You don't necessarily know them.
Don't think that's a worry.
I was like looking.
Always assume they actually know you.
But I was like looking at them and I was like. It felt like an eternity.
And you,
I was
and
like,
you can I, see and something can in them see, and you're like,
I was like, I know this person. Where do I know them from? And then like it clicked and I was like. They look so much different.
What had changed? Like better? Had they added like duckling?
Just a bit different. I think like they'd put on a little bit of weight. And yeah, I'm not saying it to be mean. They're just like they did look a lot different.
Right.
But that's just what happens. You get older, don't you? You put on a little bit more weight.
Gravity hits.
Gravity hits.
Well, there's that filling out. You know, like you do all your growing and everything in your teenage years, like height wise. But then when you hit your 20s, you kind of fill out.
Yeah.
And it's not always putting on weight. You just kind of fill out a bit.
You haven't seen someone for like 5 or 10 years and, they just look different because maybe you haven't seen them for a while.
Yeah. So for better or worse.
Well, because there's the other side of that. People might know you as like you might have lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, like puppy
weight.
Fat at school and then suddenly you're like an absolute babe. It could go
maybe
either way.
All it took was you taking off your glasses and ruffling up your hair and you went from the school
like
nerd to like an ultra babe.
Yeah.
Like a movie.
Yeah.
All right, so 0800 dials at him 9696. Let's take some calls.
When did you change so much that someone didn't recognise you?
So either side of that too, maybe you didn't recognise someone.
Yeah. We're talking about when you change so much that someone didn't recognise you. Matthew Perry is all over the internet because someone saw him at a movie, outdoor movie, and he looks...
Oh, shock, horror. He doesn't look like Chandler 20 years later.
No, he looks very different. So on the line we've got Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, how are you?
Good.
Good. Now, how did you change so much that people didn't recognise you?
So in the last year I've lost 110 kilos.
Wow.
In the last year?
Yeah, just over the last year.
That's a whole person.
That's like 2 kgs a week by my calculations. That's a phenomenal amount of weight loss.
Thank you.
How did you do that?
So I just dieted and exercised, basically.
I wanted you to tell me there was some like secret.
I heard that in your voice, Megan.
Yeah.
It was like, what's the secret?
Damn it.
I wish, unfortunately.
So you get people coming up to you like that don't recognise you anymore?
Fully, yeah.
So you didn't get the gastric bypass surgery or anything like that?
No.
This was all hard work?
Yep.
How much do you weigh now then, Tom, if you lost 110?
I weigh 90 now, so I was...
Wow.
You're 200.
How people will come up to you and what, just introduce themselves?
Yeah, just like at parties or pubs or whatever.
And you're like, I know you.
Yeah.
It's me, Tom.
Yeah, it's Tom.
He lost two of my wives over the last year.
He's two Sade's.
Yeah, he's down two Sade's.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Wow, congrats.
That's amazing, man. Congratulations. And proving, right, that hard work and persistence totally pays off.
Thank you, man.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's incredible,
isn't it?
That's
the good sort of people don't recognise you.
Yeah.
That's the good way, isn't it? All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Tom. We'll take some calls. Laura.
Hi.
Now, how did this happen? How did it go down?
I guess I got into a new relationship, got a bit comfortable.
Yeah.
On 14 kilos in about 3 months.
We've all been there.
It's just they accept you for the way you are, you know, and then there's chocolate. And...
Oh, and you know what? God help anyone that's in a relationship now with the new Lewis Road Creamery picks combination. And that caramel milk that's just come out. God, just lollies at the supermarket.
Just everything.
Maltesers. This is why I'm forever single, guys. So, Laura, you put on a bit?
Yeah, I've lost it now, and then I saw a male friend of mine sort of earlier this year, and we were talking about it, and he straight up blatantly said to me, yeah, I hadn't seen you for a while, you got super fat and I didn't even recognise you.
Hey, thanks, mate. It's still the same person. You're still offending me.
No, but it's not offensive now because you've taken off the weight.
No, but well, past Laura thought, is still offended for present Laura.
But at least he didn't say anything then, though, eh?
I guess, but at least it sort of lets me know that he was thinking it at the time.
Yeah.
But didn't say anything.
But didn't say anything, yeah.
Like
all right,
good
hey,
guy.
Thanks, Laura. Cameron.
Hi there.
When did you change so much that people didn't recognise you?
So in year 8, so 12 years old, I went to a private school in Hawke's Bay.
Yep.
And at that stage, I just hadn't grown, so I was pretty small. I was pretty fat. I had raging ranga hair, with a bowl cut.
Oh, babes.
You are painting us a delightful picture.
Yeah.
And then moved schools, and then I just hit puberty pretty much. I got taller. I played a lot of sport. I played a lot of sport at high school.
Yep.
And so I got a lot thinner and I got a bit taller. I'm about 6 foot now.
Right.
And
what about the bowl cut? What about the bowl cut, Cam?
Yeah, got rid of that,
You turned into Prince Harry, didn't you?
Well, I'm not receding yet, but yeah, I guess so.
No, Will's receding. Harry's not receding,
Harry's
is
got
he?
Full,
no, that's because he's got a different dad,
wasn't he?
Oh, get the other one, right, my bad.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so, okay, and then what? When you went back to see old friends, they just didn't recognise you?
Well, so, like, my close friends, like, recognised me. Yep. They're like, yeah. Jesus Christ, you've changed quite a bit. you've changed for the better, mate. Like, but then the vast majority of, like, the year group that I was in, they just didn't recognise me.
Wow.
Which was, kind of had to introduce myself again and like, oh, you're Cameron, blah, blah, blah. So that was a bit, I would say embarrassing, but then also a good thing, I guess, because I went...
Complimentary, yeah.
Yeah, because totally it's underhanded compliments, isn't it? If you lose so much weight or you change so much and people say, oh, you look so good now. It's like, they never told you you look shit then, though, did they?
No, but that's the mark of a good friend. They're with you through fat
and thin. They won't tell you. Okay. Awesome. Hey, awesome. Thanks for your call, Cam.
Some text messages in. I was a bridesmaid at my sister-in-law's wedding. Don't usually wear makeup or dress up or get my hair done too flash. Apparently, I found out later at the wedding that my husband had to ask somebody who that was. And it was me because he's not used to seeing me with no glasses, full hair and makeup done and full, like, glorious show.
You'd get in trouble for multiple things because you'd be like, why were you asking who that bridesmaid is?
Yeah.
Checking her out, not knowing it's your wife.
But then you'd know your wife was in the bridal party, right?
I don't
Who's
know.
That bridesmaid? Maybe they were walking in, like, one at a time, and he's like, she'll be coming later on with her hair down
who's
and her glasses
bridesmaid?
On. And
yeah.
He's like, who's this? Hottie leading the charge. But then hot, because then now you've got a hot alter ego and you like put it on and spice it up. I don't know. It's just...
And he's always like, hey, you should dress up like a bridesmaid tonight.
She's like, love me for my glasses and my track pants.
I get the opposite when I don't wear makeup or anything. Everyone's like, are you okay? You look sick.
Oh my God, remember that time I ran into Megan at the fruit store and she was in track pants and no makeup and flat shoes.
You were like, ugh. I was like, this is the natural.
Those security doors dropped on the fruit shop because Fletch squealed in such a high-pitched voice that someone was being attacked.
I know, it's just Megan without makeup.
Somebody said, I'm imagining there's quite a few people listening who are quite into the goth emo phase, like myself. I was an 18-year-old goth, black jacket, metal studs, long black hair and the makeup.
Yeah.
Now I'm a 25-year-old suited office worker with short brown natural hair.
Oh,
my mate from school didn't recognise me at all as he's still in the goth era, and goths don't age well.
That would be a great photo gallery, like your goth youth and your professional
self
now.
I saw one not so long ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It'd be great to do a New Zealand one, though.
Oh,
I'm guessing Queen Street Burger King would feature quite prominently in the background. It was like the emo hive there in the mid-2000s.
You're listening to the Fletch, Vaughn & Megan podcast, brought to you by the team at MyRepublic.
Yeah, OneRepublic, with hit songs such as Apologise.
No, it's MyRepublic.
That's
OneRepublic.
OneRepublic.
So I'm not here to promote the 2007 album Dreaming Out Loud.
No.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'll just stop this now then.
Okay.
Yeah, My Republic have no limits, but I sure do. If you're sick of limits, sign up to My Republic using the promo code podcast and you'll get a month free on top of what is already a great deal.
Producer Caitlin, you've been trying a few different fitnesses. You've been doing a boot camp.
Oh, yeah, there's this thing called Mind Body, and you just sign up, and when you go and use, like, a new studio or a new, like, fitness thing,
They
give you, like, introduction classes, so you just pay, like, $50 and you get it, like, unlimited for 2 weeks for different things. So I'll do, like, I don't know, yoga, Pilates.
What, so you're just trying all these?
I'm just trying all these things when it's cheap, and then I just...
Caitlin and I are going to the movies later on. Today we're going to go see Spider-Man.
Right.
And
I'm going for a nap.
And Trends, who's Caitlin's friend, but we used to work together, so I know Trends. She's a big Spider-Man fan too, so I think Caitlin's just like tagging along with me and my new BFF.
Caitlin was going to go to the movies and you're like, can I come?
Yeah.
Because I want to go see Spider-Man
That's
too.
That's how it happened.
So last night I messaged her and she said, and we didn't get any message back, and then like 25 minutes later she's like, I'm really sorry guys, I was just engaging in some mindful meditation.
I'm doing a mindful meditation course for a month.
How's that going?
So great, guys. I could share a lot of wisdom with you.
You should open your mind to some of these. I believe I'm worth a bit of meditation
because it's just the calming of the mind, really, eh?
Yes.
Let Caitlin tell you and don't interrupt.
So, well, now I'm nervous because I don't know if... Hang on, where's my email? Oh, no.
You don't know how to read your wisdom from an email.
No. Last night we were talking about the mind and how it's just perceptive.
Wait, who was talking? Your meditation's silent.
Yeah, but it's a course, so we have an instructor.
Okay.
This lovely lady. Okay.
Let her say a sentence.
So, and they were saying, you know how stress comes into your life?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually just a perception. It's not actually like what is... It's a perception of your mind that has all the stress. It's not actually what's happening.
It's like Shakespeare. Nothing is either good nor bad, but thinking makes it so.
Yes, because our mind is...
Yeah, we've got Shakespeare over here. We've got the Dalai Lama in the producer's
booth. Complicated, and we need to step away from our mind sometimes. Here's a little cloud, which is our mind. We need to step away, and then we can put things into perspective.
Perspective.
Not tiff.
Good.
I'm doing my... Thank you.
That's right. If it works for you, you do you.
Okay, yeah. So you're saying is stress isn't a material object.
Yes, it's not the situation that you're in. It's how your mind
perceives
to it.
Yeah, because some people find the same thing, same situation, not nearly as stressful as other people who receive stress differently.
Caitlin, what happened?
Oh, well, that was earlier on yesterday. I was doing Pilates. So this is another thing that I've signed up to.
And
it was actually hot Pilates. So we're in a nice warm room, and we were doing like one of those Megan, those butt ones where you lie down and then you got your leg up and you got to keep putting your knee up and then you put your ankle up.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like that song. You put your left knee up. So you put your butt
actually
up
really
down.
Hard.
Yeah.
But the next minute, I noticed as the instructor comes over to me and she's like, are you okay over here? We've actually moved on to the other side. If you could just turn over. I'd fallen asleep for like, I don't know how long. And so everyone's watching me on this side and they're like, what's this girl up to? I'm just like lying on my side.
Had you fallen asleep or had you passed out? Because people pass out in that hot Pilates.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that hot that you're like sweating the whole time. It wasn't Bikram. But I just had a wee nuns. During
a
really
hard
butt
relaxing.
I've done a couple of yoga classes, not for a little while, mind you, but at the end when they're just like, lie down now. I always, both
that's
times
meditation.
I did
that's the meditation part.
Yeah, fell you're asleep. Supposed to calm your mind.
Yeah.
You're supposed to try not to.
I can't not, I'm not very good at meditation.
No,
I should practice more.
Everyone's, your mind, you're meant to be thinking. Everyone's always thinking. It's only race car drivers and sports people that can actually get into that really mindful meditative position. Otherwise, everyone else is still thinking
if
about
if you're driving a Ford Falcon down the back straight of Bathurst at 310 kilometres an hour, I don't think
you're only thinking about that.
Last lap at the Bathurst 1000. The race driver seems to be meditating. He's missed the corner. He's careened into the crowd and killed 15 people. No meditating while driving race cars. Mind on the task.
It's probably because of you she has to meditate.
It is.
To be honest.
Because
it
of me.
Is.
Oh, a slash
fletch. Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. How I choose to receive that stressful news is by changing it to a compliment.
Because it's perspective.
It's all about perspective.
Shut up. FEM.
science is again helping us in our quest to lose weight. They've done studies on mice and they've determined that smelling food may make you fatter. Now, stick with me. They have done tests on... Shut up. They've done tests on mice.
Yep.
So they gave them a Burger King diet. So it was all... They all got fed the same thing. It
Burger
was
King.
Reasonably high fat. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What does a rat get from Burger King?
Number three combo. That's a my combo. Go.
Because you want them to have the whole... You'd have to be getting bread... The meat, every part of the burger. So were they giving them like little teeny rat burgers?
There's a picture here of them with a teeny rat burger, but I'm not sure if that's
a joke. That
might
just be stock imagery of a teeny rat burger.
Okay. Right.
So they tested three groups of mice. One had normal smell. The second lot had their sense of smell disabled. Don't ask me how. And the third were super smellers. Now, they have said the normal mice doubled in size. The mice that couldn't smell only gained 10% more, and the super smellers got even fatter than the normal mice.
Wow, they're saying okay.
That so the only difference smell, genetically was their sense of smell.
Yeah. Hmm. So they're saying there might be something in the fact that we can smell food that tells our body before we eat it. It might have an effect on your metabolism.
Because you can smell it's a delicious burger or fries. You're like,
keep eating.
Yeah. Keep eating.
More of it.
So your sense of smell might tell the body what to do with the calories. If you can't smell your food, your body may burn it rather than store it as fat.
So we should put something up our nostrils.
Is but then that what I know saying? A couple of people who have like, doesn't your mum have no sense of smell?
Yeah.
Is it your mum?
She got really sick one time. Oh, smell or taste? Smell.
I think it's all related, right?
Smell, and then she can't taste things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So no, I've heard people, they don't enjoy eating as much because everything tastes the same and there's no smell to it.
She has like a hint of like if it's salty or sweet, but can't taste it.
Yeah. So you might as well just eat the healthy stuff because it all just tastes the same.
Yeah.
Because she could eat chocolate and it wouldn't taste.
Can't taste it.
Oh. That's why Voldemort had such a great figure in the Harry Potter books and movies. No nose.
No nose, yeah.
He's like, just celery and stuff. I'm not fussed. This looks very lavish, this spiced pumpkin Hogwarts situation. But no, I'll just have something simple, thanks.
So hold your nose when you're eating unhealthy food.
I love the new intro just every time.
So ridiculous.
So dramatic.
So dramatic. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning.
You're joining us for Tinder Nightmares, a segment where we have a look at less fortunate online dating events. So what happened? Start us right at the start and walk us slowly through this.
Okay, so this isn't actually a Tinder nightmare.
Oh, what one was it?
This was on, there's like a lesbian bisexual app called Her.
This is our first non-Tinder,
I've never heard it.
It's so certainly
is this
our
like,
first Her.
Is this like Grindr but for lesbians?
That's the one.
Yes. Okay, right.
So I was talking to this younger girl and she said that she thought she might be bisexual.
Okay.
And she was really hot. Like, I'm talking really hot. I had just gotten out, this was a wee while ago, and I had just gotten out of a very serious relationship.
Okay.
So I wasn't really looking for anything, but I was like, I remember what it was like, you know, when you're confused and I didn't really have anyone to talk to. So I was like, hey, look, let's just grab a drink and hang out and you can just tell me anything you're feeling or whatever and I can help you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she sets the time and the place to meet, and we meet at the spa, and I get there, and she calls me over, and equally as hot in real life.
Like, I was expecting
that's
like,
where I thought it was going to go.
An old mate or something, or yeah, but it's actually her.
So she was sitting there, and she was sitting with a guy, and I was like, oh, okay, all good. And so I introduce myself, and I go grab a coffee, and the guy and the girl were both drinking. So the girl that I'm meeting up with and the guy, they were drinking, but I just grabbed a coffee because I was driving. And I sit down and we just start talking and I really get along with the guy really well. Like, so good. Like, the banter's flowing. Like, she's not really saying anything. But
You're not a lesbian anymore.
No.
Oh, no, carry on, sorry. Jump the gun.
So he's really, really cool and we were just chatting and she wasn't really saying anything, but I was like, well, at least I've got someone to talk to. This is all good.
Yeah.
And if we'd met under different circumstances, me and the guy would have definitely been friends. Like, he was cool.
Right.
Yeah. So after about half an hour of just kind of mostly talking to the guy, but she's kind of coming up with a few comments here and there, I asked them how they know each other. And they obviously weren't related because they looked nothing alike. And remembering this was pretty much a date between me and her.
Yeah.
And then she finally speaks the most that she had the entire night and said that he had broken up with her 2 weeks ago because he couldn't handle her anymore and he didn't love her anymore. And that she was upset because if he'd only waited 2 weeks, she would have been better and they would have been perfect on their 8-month anniversary. So pretty much she had invited me to their 8-month anniversary date. I don't know what context he was there.
Was it to make him jealous?
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Wait, so, but he didn't just show up. This was an organised 8-month anniversary.
No, because they had been broken up.
Yeah.
But they were still talking. I was equally confused. I didn't know if he knew that I was going to be there.
And wait, did you get to kiss the hot bisexual?
Oh, I ran. Are you kidding?
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, crazy. Oh, yeah. The hot ones are always crazy. What?
Batshit crazy.
Was she, I kind of think she was bringing you in to be like spice up the relationship and maybe get back with him and bring you in.
Oh, but I'd been very clear that I was gay and only into women, so that would have been a mistake from the get-go anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It was so incredibly awkward. Like, I was like, this does not happen in real life. This is the most awkward experience I've ever experienced in my life. And I was just like, I think you guys need to talk. And then I literally ran, ran as fast as I could to my car. And I feel so sorry because he was really cool.
Oh.
I know. I was like, oh,
he was trying to dodge the bullet, though.
He was, yeah. Stacey, thank you for sharing. We've got a Tinder Nightmares prize pack for you. Congratulations. If you would like to share your Tinder nightmare, you can do that ZM online.
FM.
So yesterday, quite a day for Megan after the show, because I'm assuming the pain from your operation on Friday was a bit too much. And you decided to drop a trammy.
I've been having painkillers, you know, like constant pain management is what they call it.
Right.
Because I had the screws removed from my hip, so it's been a little bit uncomfortable and like... I sit on a chair during the show.
Yeah.
So, and I'm quite short, so my legs dangle. So, it's a little bit sore after so many hours sitting on the chair.
Oh,
so sit-ums. I have Panadol, and that wasn't enough.
Right.
So, I went next level, and I had a wee trammy.
A Tramadol, which is like a prescription.
Oh, I've been prescribed them. I'm allowed them.
Is it an opiate? An opioid?
I don't know.
Because there's an epidemic going on, Megan.
It's crazy because we've laughed about a jammy and a trammy before, but...
Jameson's and a tramadol.
I have watched the thing about...
It's a joke and it's not recommended.
It's not even a funny joke. It's like the US is number one.
Yeah.
Because people come off these painkillers and then they've got to find the next best thing and it's like crack or heroin, which is terrible.
That's why I'm very responsible with them and I only take them like when I need them and as prescribed.
But you didn't
that.
Really think about it, did you? Because we had a very important meeting yesterday and I looked over at one stage and one of your eyes was shut. You were having a half sleep in a meeting.
So
I said after the meeting, I said it was very warm. Very still.
Yeah.
Everybody spoke really quietly. And it really put me at ease. I said to Megan afterwards, I was a little bit sleepy in there. But I didn't know at the stage that she'd had a tranny.
So in our meetings, we're always like this. We're like, blah, 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 ideas, yelling. This meeting, everyone was very serious and they spoke quietly.
Yeah.
We're in a small room. It was warm, like you said. And I felt myself going. And so I kind of looked down. I thought if I look down, no one will notice. And then I had the genius idea of, I'll shut one eye. And I'll have one eye rest at a time.
I was like, oh, my God, Megan.
I was like, no one will notice.
Like a dolphin, half of your brain asleep at a time.
And then I was like, I'll just have a wee blink. And I was like, oh, no, my eyes are still shut. I've got to open them.
But then, okay, so then we get back to work. And Vaughn and I
didn't even know. I still don't know she's taking a tramadol at this stage.
But we look in and see her just staring.
Well, it was all going here. Caitlin and I are booking tickets to Spider-Man. Fletcher's like, will someone please come and see Despicable Me 3 with me? I can't go by myself in the school holidays. People will think I'm a creep. And so it was all going here. And then everybody picks up their stuff and moves out of the studio. And Megan stays in here. And we look back through the glass. And Megan's just like, looking at a computer screen, eyes kind of glazed over.
I think there was a little dribble as
One minute. minute you were all there yelling, and the next minute everyone had gone.
Producer James, you said she was laughing at things for no reason.
Well, as Vaughn said, we are all go here in a meeting, yeah. And, you know, we all have a laugh and everything, but then suddenly the jokes all stopped, and you're booking your tickets, and Megan's still laughing. And I was like, well, we're not saying any jokes or anything. Like, why are you still laughing? You're just giggling to yourself. I was like, you must be looking at something on your laptop or something.
And then when we're out, I said to Caitlin, is she all right? And Caitlin said, oh, she's taking the tramadol for her pain. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, are you okay? I'm okay.
And you were about to drive home.
No. Wow. We would never have let her. And then, yeah, we organised intern Anya to take Megan home.
Suddenly there was this big intervention and everyone's like...
It was like an intervention.
Ross came in and he's like, you're not driving. And I was like, okay, mate.
Would you have driven?
I thought I was fine, but clearly I wasn't.
That's another reason. They're dangerous things.
What did she say
on the way home? Because intern Anya said she had a couple of poodles on the way home.
Well, it was great because she got into the car and she was like, seriously, Anna, I'm fine. You don't need to drive. And I was like, it's okay, mate. You know, we're halfway there now. It's fine. And then about a minute down there, she's like, man, my teeth are so smooth.
Oh, no. I picked her up from knee surgery once from a hospital and I saw a lot of this.
Yeah.
My teeth are real smooth.
And she was just sitting there for a good 5 minutes getting on the motorway just...
I was appreciating it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we got home and not just her normal like, hello, Leo, how are you going? She'd be like, hi, Leo. And then Leo would be like, ruff, ruff. And she'd be like, okay, hello, Leo, James. So my day was good. And started having like this full-on conversation.
With your dog?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're an absolute mess.
I was fine, guys.
Wow. Some of the most all-time famous YouTube videos are people coming down from their drugs.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
After the dentist. I love these stories.
Yeah.
And if there's not a sad, bad ending, I'd love to hear some more. On 0800.
Okay.
Like maybe after an operation, you don't remember saying something to someone.
Yeah.
Or maybe you
always think you're fine and you're having a great yarn, but.
Yeah. Or maybe you picked up a friend after an operation or you were just on some meds and something happened. Maybe you took some meds at work like Megan and you shouldn't have.
Somebody messaged in, Megan, if the Panadol's not working for you, and ibuprofen might be slightly better to have whilst you still have the duties of work to partake in.
Yeah, true.
It might be just a little bit extra that you need.
It was a big step up.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. All right, so 0800 dials it in, 9696 to text.
When did the meds kick in?
So yesterday, Megan decided to take a tramadol, and this is a cautious tale, really, isn't it?
It is. It's a tale of warning.
Because you absolutely went to Zombieland, Megan.
Do you think they noticed in that meeting?
Oh, I hope not. It's a big client.
I had one eye closed.
No, there was a moment where they asked a question of Fletcher, and I was like, yeah. And you're like, yes! Because you're like, you realise you missed the bus, but you came in hot to make up for it.
Overcompensating.
Do you think that's okay? Yeah. Yes! And I was like, okay.
Damn it, okay.
What's going on here? Is everything all right? So it's a precautionary tale. And man, it's freaking, because as a guy I don't take painkillers really.
Right.
I'm lucky in the fact I don't get headaches. I've never had like intense back aches or anything.
And it's like post-surgery often you get like tramadol.
The pain relief. Yeah. Luckily, I've never had anything like that. So I'm not a big pain relief guy, but so many people who have been prescribed codeine and tramadol have had these adverse side effects. And apparently that is one of the warnings on the packet.
What, don't
is that
take if, one and don't, do life.
Yeah. Your first couple shouldn't be whilst you actually have anything to do in case you had adverse reactions to them.
So taking your text messages and your calls when the meds kicked in.
Somebody text messaged and had gallbladder removal surgery.
Okay.
Was put on morphine to help with the pain. Again, that sounds painful. I thought it was a good time to call the boss and tell him my life story. Don't remember too much about it until my boss showed me he had his phone on loudspeaker and got one of the employees to record it. I sounded like a drunk toddler.
Oh.
Hannah, what happened?
So I'm a nursing student and woke up on the morning of a massive exam.
Yeah.
Decided I had a massive migraine, and so halfway there I'd taken some Panadol, hadn't worked, so took some tramadol. Bad mistake.
I could barely stay awake in a meeting, let alone concentrate in an exam.
Yeah, it didn't go so well. Halfway through the exam, it kicks in and I'm like a zombie. trying my hardest to look at these questions, not knowing what the hell they're going on about. It's a massive bioscience exam about bodies. And I managed to just scrape through. I got 52%, but I passed on tramadol.
How easy is it to get tramadol from a doctor? So many text messages and the stories we're hearing are tramadol related.
You get it for intense like pain.
I have massive back pain, so I get it prescribed. Bad mistake. Never sit exams on tramadol.
Okay, noted.
Hannah, thanks for your call.
No worries, thank you.
Rose, when did they kick in for you?
I herniated a disc when I was 21.
Oh my God.
Is
that in your back?
Yeah, in my lower back. Mm. And I play hockey, and I didn't know at the time that I had herniated a disc. I thought I'd just had a sprain.
Right.
But my doctor prescribed me Tremies. And I continued to play hockey because I didn't think the injury was that bad.
Yeah.
You're running around. It makes me
Bent over, like the exact movement you shouldn't be doing.
Okay.
And I took a tramadol and went on. It kicks in while I'm on the field, and I start facing the wrong way. And I have no idea who I'm supposed to be marking. So
like, you're lost. You're out there. You're a boat that's broken from its moorings. In a sea with a swell on.
We're hearing these stories and we're laughing, but these are like powerful
drugs.
This
is serious.
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't.
Wildly addictive too. I mean, one for back pains.
Yeah, for sure.
But you've got to be really
careful.
On a serious note, guys. Serious note. You've got to be really careful with these things.
Thanks, Rose. These are crazy. Well, I think, even if you had surgery, like, is it tempting to not take them? But then it's easy to take them, isn't it? Because you're in pain.
Well, you're in pain.
Yeah.
And that's what you've...
You've just got to manage, be real careful with the management of them.
Like, not take them before you go to a meeting.
Or you
drive home, Megan.
It's not all tramadol. Someone said we were having IVF treatment. We went to have the egg collection procedure. I was given a strong morphine-type drug was how it was described to me.
Okay.
After the drug, asked how many eggs the woman before me had got, and apparently I got really competitive. They were like, look, it's just a set of me. You can't make any more. And I was like,
oh my God.
I don't know what this does.
Lay an egg.
Yeah, lay an egg like a chicken. I don't remember, but everybody was laughing, and apparently I never found out how much. And the gas. This is NOS gas. When someone was in labor, they gave me the gas because I was in pain. They ended up taking it off me because I was convinced I was a goat and. Why did I have a human hand? I am a goat. This should be a hoof.
Oh, my God.
Didn't you get really concerned about the camels after one of your operations?
It was my knee surgery, and Vaughn came to pick me up, and I was so concerned with who was looking after the camels that the nurses had to tell me in the end that the camels were fine and they were being cared for. I don't know whose camels they were.
Just very concerned about camels. Yeah, somebody else in labour on the gas. When the doctor left the room, apparently I said to my husband, you might as well jump on, we'll have a go while no one else is here, whilst in labour, and then spoke to my brother, telling him to meet me at Cosmic Corner, where I thought I was giving birth to this baby, because I had some great NOS that he would absolutely love.
Oh my God.
Brilliant.
I got anxious while I was flying, the doctor described me diazepam.
Described me as... What did I say? Described.
I've had a couple of trammies, guys. I got diazepam on the flight, just started laughing, tried to stand up, fell over, wiped out three tray tables, landed on my boyfriend. People thought I was crazy and someone wanted me to be restrained as a flight risk, but ended up calming down. Seriously.
She was chilled.
Prescribed medication freaks me out, and now even more so. Fact of the day. Today's fact of the day is in Monopoly, you know the get out of jail free card?
Yes.
Yes.
The get out of jail free card is based on an actual real life get out of jail free card.
How would you get one of these?
In 1567. So we're going back
a long time.
50 years.
Yep.
550 years ago. Britain held a lottery. The first Queen Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth 1.
Queen chooses Queen Elizabeth.
That's Queen Elizabeth. Exactly.
I
what
would have
they
thought
called
you should have called her called Queen Elizabeth.
Everybody stand.
There was no pre.
For Queen Elizabeth, one eye.
One eye, Roman numeral. And Sir Francis Drake, who was the head of the then very small English Navy.
Right.
Now, they wanted to expand trade around the world.
Right.
Now, that was pretty expensive at the time to build the boats and then the Navy to protect the boats from the likes of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Pirates,
indeed. Pirates. So they needed to raise a whole lot of money for the Navy. Now, tickets cost 10 shillings.
Okay.
Which was an excessive amount of money in the day, far too much for the average Joe. Like, this was a rich guy's lottery. First prize was £5,000, which was
a lot of money.
Insane amount of money.
Like getting $1 million probably
more,
now.
Way more than $1 million, I would say. It was played in some money, some tapestries, and some good linen.
Okay.
Good. It's hard to get good linen. It wasn't like there was a spotlight in every corner. We could pop down and get a yard of linen.
Okay.
Very hard to get good linen. And a get out of jail free card. Which meant that the person with this get out of jail free card would be promised freedom from arrest for all crimes other than murder.
This was my follow up question.
Yeah,
okay.
Was there a cap on what you could
piracy get away with? Or treason?
So you couldn't murder someone. You couldn't download the latest Game of Thrones.
No,
you couldn't. What was the other one?
Treason.
But you could cut off someone's arm.
I'm but what if they bleed out? That was if they bleed out and died.
No, you'd have to strap them up and make sure they didn't bleed out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying what I could get away
right.
with.
Right. Like you could get away with where a you lot. I would have gone fraud.
Yeah.
Like you could steal a horse. That stealing a horse was fraud. a massive thing back in the day.
You could rob a bank.
You could rob a bank.
You could have to give the money back. So you don't go to jail, but you might have to give them money back.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And if you're caught, you have to give up your card. The card could be used once.
Okay.
And it was the grand prize in this lottery.
Do you think they had a fight back then on who got all the money in the middle of the ball?
Yeah, free parking wasn't a problem though because there was no cars. Everywhere was free parking. You
some
just
people
got your
don't
horse
do that.
To move around the block and some, rub the chalk off its hoof.
Some people don't do that middle money thing.
Oh, you...
I didn't grow up playing the free parking...
Money in the middle.
Nah, never. Like, you're talking for fines and stuff?
Yeah.
Or any money taken from you with the chance card or community chest?
Goes in the middle.
Goes in the middle?
Yeah.
And then whoever lands on free parking gets the money?
Ooh.
Nah. Because it's not called free parking with bonus features or free parking and you've found the cash.
Right.
There should have been the rule to put in the middle, but then there should have been a chance card or a community chest that said the money in the middle is yours now.
Right.
Or like it could have been called the kitty. I mean, we're not redesigning the monopoly here.
I was always a banker, so money was never an issue.
Yeah.
I was just a Wall Street banker. My poor brother, he was just
an average
American.
Yeah.
Wondering why the system was against him.
And then when you finally went tits up, he bailed you out and you screwed him over again. So, you know, monopoly is very reflective
of
real life. But today's fact of the day is the Monopoly get out of jail free card is based on an actual get out of jail free card.
Fact of the day. Just before we get to last calls, there's been some correspondence re-fact of the day. If you missed fact of the day 25 minutes ago, Vaughn, it was that in real life, IRL, there used to be get out of jail free cards.
550 years ago, there was the first national lottery of Britain. They were raising money to build a navy, and the get out of jail free card was one of the prizes.
And we got talking about Monopoly, as you do, and we talked about how some people play. They put all the money in the middle, and if you get land on free parking, you get it all.
That's how I play.
Never played it that way. And someone said, if you read the Monopoly rules, such as I just have, any money taken from you via chance or community chess cards is actually meant to go straight back into the bank, and free parking is just a safe square where you cannot be charged a rental or a mortgage.
But the thing is, though, if you go around the board like a few times and no one lands on it, it can really swing the game and you can lose.
Yeah, but it's like a lottery. You're playing your own lottery within Monopoly and you land on free parking.
Because it always blew my mind that you could do swaps in Monopoly.
Yeah.
Like
it's not like life.
Swap houses.
Yeah. Like, they're not going to swap houses.
Have you seen the new Monopoly?
No.
It's just a card game.
Why?
No.
It's like a trading card game, and it gets like real furious, and it's all done in 20 minutes.
Oh, I like that because sometimes it goes on too
Monopoly
long.
Monopoly can go on for hours and hours, especially when you know, it's a bit like Survivor Monopoly. You can set up alliances.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's just down to you two in the end and things get really bitter. And then you punch your nan in the face because she's a lying bitch.
And it ends up on the floor. Mary, we're going to start with you for last calls today. What's your story?
Okay, so yesterday I spent extra time taking care of a customer. You know, I was answering all her queries. She was quite needy, so I was constantly there for her.
I was going to say, you're really nice, then you called her needy.
Yeah.
All the meanwhile, that my handbag was actually in her shopping trolley, so she was stealing my bag.
What? So she was, like, distracting you so that she could rifle through your handbag?
Yeah, she had a full-on conversation with me about my day and about my job and,
What a piece of work. And so how did you find this out? Like,
I was packing up and I realized my bag was gone, and then I went to look for my bag, and somehow she'd actually managed to cash out my entire money as well. So I have nothing in my bank.
Mary, did you have an easy PIN number?
Yeah.
No, we're not sure how that's happened, so still with the police.
Your PIN number's not like your birthday?
No, it's actually meant to be like real secretive. I thought I was real smart when I put it together, but clearly not.
It's not Mary spelt out like you'd spell it if you were typing it on a touch tone.
No.
I was going to say.
Oh, God. 627.
So what's the deal? Fine. Are you going to get that money back or like?
Probably not.
How old was this woman?
I think she was like mid-30s.
Have you got a clear photo of her?
Yeah, we've got really clear CCTV.
Well, because are the police going to post? Because we'll post it on our Facebook. Let's catch this woman.
Well, we're trying to, but we still have a policy. We can't do that.
Screw the policy! Like, it's all right if it's your shop that's losing money, but this is you personally.
Yeah, might take a sneaky Snapchat.
Surely they can bend the policy for a staff member, unless they're going to give you the money.
How much was taken? Like, what are we talking, cash money?
Over a grand.
No!
In your Mary. Bag!
Yeah, she used three different ATMs to pull out the exact amount.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Wait, so even the police can't post that photo because Westfield have a policy?
Yeah.
That's rubbish. That's not cool.
Oh, shit, it's PC madness, I think you just... I think Fletcher's a breath away from saying it's PC madness.
That isn't cool. Like, sure, a shop can write that off to insurance, can't they? Or a big chain can take a loss.
Yeah.
But when it's your loss...
Yeah.
You should surely be able to chase that up. Can they not make an exception?
Well, I'm here extra early to fight my fight, so thanks for the pointers, guys.
Mary J. Blige, I don't know what to do.
Hey, Fletcher will take your call off here and he will sort this out.
Oh, God, it just makes me angry when people just have stupid rules like this.
Mary Tyler Moore, I don't know.
If they change their mind and they need you to share this, we'll share it on our Facebook because we've got a few ways.
Yes, we will.
And I'd love to catch this woman. Like, what a cheeky bitch. Absolute scumbag.
Mary.
I hate when people steal off people. There's no need for it. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah. All right, Mary.
Because you laughed at me a couple of weeks ago when my car window got smashed and stuff. So, like that.
Oh, no.
He didn't bound to my defense like this.
You've got insurance. You've got insurance that's taken care of it. But Mary is being stopped by stupid rules.
I mean, if she'd taken my car, I would have got some insurance money, but she took everything that wasn't insured.
Exactly. See, Mary's losing out here.
You fight for her, Fletch.
Well, Westfields aren't going broke, are they?
No.
Are they?
I don't know. No, I think they're doing all right, mate. All right, Mary, wait there. We'll vote in a sec. Nicola. Sorry, Nicola. Yes. I got quite raged there. What's your story for last calls?
Okay, so my husband, in one of his genius ideas, he asked me to stand on the trailer that was hooked up to the car.
I know where this is going. Okay.
As he drove the ride on lawnmower onto the trailer, because I'm not a slight girl. So
So you're positioned sort of at the front back, of the trailer.
Back yes. end.
Yep. Where it's attached to the car.
Yeah, with the tow bar part.
Yeah. So he goes to drive the ride on lawnmower onto the trailer, and I catapulted across the yard.
Oh, my God. It's not funny. It's not funny.
It wasn't funny at the time.
It's so dangerous.
How fast did he hit it? How did he come in hot on the ride on lawnmower?
Yeah, you've got to get up the rim.
He didn't even hook it up to the car. It was just sitting on the tow bar.
Mary, you should never have got on there, Mary. Oh, no, sorry, Mary's the last one. She had money stolen. You were catapulted across the yard. Sorry.
Yeah.
Nicola, why wasn't it attached to the tow boy? It should have had the safety chain on. It should have been all ready to go.
I trusted my husband, but now I know. I know not to trust him.
So you're standing on it, he hits it with a bit of gas, and you catapult. Yeah. Did you go over the lawnmower?
Sorry?
Did you go over the lawnmower?
No. I went off the side of the trailer in the car.
Did you hurt yourself?
No, I got up and I was so angry. And he was like, "What are you doing? Will you just get off the ground?"
He gets angry at you. Oh, brilliant. All right, let's vote. The Tribal Council for our favourite story today for $100 free fuel.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest, I gave her a pity vote.
We felt bad, didn't we?
I mean, we'll give Nicola something. Give her some giant squiggle.
She got catapulted.
give her a chunk of the giant squiggle. Mary, we've got for you $100 cash in a fuel voucher.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
CDM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
The podcast.
For more, catch them every weekday from 6.